Expert speaker. To, and then have a public, because there's people putting out all sorts of stuff to the public. It's not necessarily.
Right, okay. Good evening, everyone.
Good evening.
Yeah.
Let's get the meeting underway. First of all, the file procedure, which you'd all know by heart by now, but anyway. In the event of a fire alarm, please evacuate the building. There are 3 push bar fire exits in the main rear hall, 1 each to the 3 sides, also the main entrance to the front of the building. After leaving the building, proceed to the assembly point, which is located outside in front of the building, where a roll call of evacuated personnel will be made. Thank you. Right. Item 1, apologies for absence.
Councillor Aegis, if you apologies for this evening.
Thank you. Item 2, declarations of interest and dispensations. If you've got anything to declare? No? Okay. So item 3 is the approval of the minutes of the council meeting held on the 8th of September.
I'll approve that.
Thank you very much. Right, item 4 is committees. Councillors can note the minutes of the following committees. The LGR Steering Committee, the 18th of September. Planning and Infrastructure, the 24th of September. Personnel, the 24th of September. Finance, Policy and Appointments, the 24th of September. And Planning and Infrastructure meeting on the 8th of October, which is to come. Upcoming committee meetings, events and leisure on the 15th of October, that's this Wednesday. Planning and infrastructure the 15th, general purposes the 15th. And then planning and infrastructure again on the 5th of November.
So, sorry to interrupt, can I clarify something? Am I, because I got confused last time, which is easy to happen, am I a member of events and leisure?
Of the committee, but not of the working group, so you don't need to be coming along on Wednesday.
Good, because I was working
late. Wasn't it 7?
It's at 6.
So that is a working group meeting, not a...
Not a committee meeting.
Thank you very much indeed. That's why I'm getting confused. Thank you.
Perhaps. When it happened again, we should make that clearer. Okay, 4.3, Council to receive information from the Extraordinary Planning and Infrastructure Committee meeting on the 8th of October and discuss and agree the recommended response for submission to Rochford District Council. This came about as the consequence of Rochford sending out a call for sites. Because of the time scale, we've got a limited amount of time in which to respond. So we called a meeting and we had a discussion there.
You've all got the minutes on your desk from that meeting.
Have you all read those minutes? So, was there anything you want to comment on? What we did was we looked at a plan which is essentially this one, and the areas coloured in blue primarily are those which were the consequence of when this exercise was run a few years back. these were the sites that were offered, not by the parish council, I hasten to add, but by other parties. And what we did is that we looked at this to see what our views would be on those various plots.
Tim and Mama, something that's clear that sort of stands out on here is where they've got the bus routes. They've got the bus routes still going along the lower road. As far as I know, that's not the case anymore. And the bus route certainly doesn't go through, do a loop around the new estate, which is less of is an inaccuracy, but with making the bus routes appear to go along lower road, that means that any of this that comes up, they're going to say that there's public transport. There isn't public transport. Well, I mean, there's certainly not any kind of frequent public transport to the Dome, and I believe there isn't any at all. So
right.
When these sites are being looked at, if they see that yellow line on there, oh yeah, there's public transport. No, there isn't.
Well, we do know, if you recall, when we were looking at the proposal for housing on the scrapyard site, that they were relying on transport surveys and the like that was being completed about 5 years prior to that. So we know they're out of date, but all we can do is actually point that out. Our view the other evening was that we looked at a couple of sites. One which is the scrapyard, where we felt that would be a good site for some light commercial units rather than housing. Commercial units, because that's something we need here, more business, local businesses. Also, we were conscious that there is a planning application in there for housing as well. So we did look at another site, which is this one here, which is on the corner of Lower Road and Holbridge Road. Sort of sandwiching between housing and the golf club for commercial. One of the things that came up was also that with the anticipated housing that may come along, not just in the village here, but we've got Lovell's Farm down the road, there would be pressure on local schools. And we looked at possibilities of another site for a school, we looked at a couple. 190? I can't. What's that one? Oh yes, that's adjoining this one here, which is adjoining the school, the current school at Riverside, and 06, which is this one here. I'm looking upside down, this one here, which actually adjoins to the IELTS estate.
I was going to say about CFS 106, there's a possible site for the school. I mean, that is in a settlement within the Green Belt, and it's connected to a private road, Kingsway, quite isolated. I'm not sure that would be very suitable for a school expansion.
Well, I think the way we looked at it is that all these blue sites are Green Belt, apart from the scrapyard.
Yeah, Chairman, may I come in and say that it was talked about at the Planning Policy Committee last week about employment land, and it it is highlighted that but the district does lack employment land. So I totally agree with your findings, is that to say that, you know, it's one thing to look at housing, but maybe Holbridge Parish should say that we welcome maybe some kind of light employment land. I agree with what you, because that was borne out. So if you want to back up that, there I've got the report on that to do that.
Well, yeah, that would be useful to have sight of that. What we've got to bear in mind is this is a call for sites, because one thing we spent quite a lot of time talking about was infrastructure. And we know that all the infrastructure, roads, water, you know, sewerage, they're all at breaking point at the moment. We also know that the police services are at breaking point. So, but the problem is this isn't talking about infrastructure, it's just about the sites.
That will be the next part, won't it?
The next part will be when Rochford send out what they call their preferred options, and this is what Rutland represented from last time, their preferred options. So what we did then, and we had to do it then at very short notice, many of my colleagues around the table here were present, and we put together a document in record time, I think, which went back to Rochford, explaining our views on these sites. I think in total, our views haven't really changed at all. But we'll have to wait for that to argue the toss for infrastructure. I'll bring that into the equation. Yes, Councillor Donovan.
Can I highlight one thing that I've noticed, which might change some of this before we make any decisions, is we have on here highlighted CFS 190 as a possible site for school expansion, and then below that we've highlighted it as an area of high flood risk, which I think will counterbalance our argument.
Yeah.
But actually looking on the flood map, which we didn't have at the time,
no.
It isn't.
No, that's quite right. It actually says very low risk.
Yes, I'm not so sure about that myself.
If you can find a more easy one, then you can send me.
I think we might just need to double check those.
Yeah. I mean, my expectation with my particular expertise is that if this goes ahead, they'll do an expansion at Riverside and they'll take up some of the grounds. That's what they've done elsewhere.
Yeah. But I just think if we're sending this in, we need to just
be conscious.
Even
with an expansion, whether the school could take the anticipated numbers is another question. It may need another primary.
Yeah, but what I'm pointing out is that we're highlighting two things in one piece of land.
Yeah, no, I get that.
Right.
We can cover that.
Okay.
We can amend that. So I think overall we're not really enthused by any of it.
Yeah, obviously CFS 100, the old scrap site, it's difficult to resist commercial use, and I think we've got to go along with that. I have to say what I said earlier, that CFS 106 isn't a suitable site for a school. Clearly, they would look at expanding the Riverside School to take extra capacity. And so CFS 190 makes sense, at least part of that, for an expanded school. I think for the rest of it, we should reiterate what we said on the previous submission, when we did spend more time on it, that these sites are not suitable. The whole block to the right of current settlement is simply not served by any infrastructure whatsoever. I mean, Halls Lane is overloaded now.
Mm.
It's the source of quite frequent difficulties with people wanting to go both ways at once through the narrow section. And I mean, that site is what CFF 50, 33, 172 and so on is all along Long Lane, which is simply now a byway. It's not a road. It was a road at one time, I have to say, but the farm got it changed. I think we should just simply reiterate our objections to those sites.
I mean, these are speculative on the parts of landowners.
I think that Nicky quite right. He says we have limited that. I'll come to you in a minute. All we can do, because this is a call for sites, is put out a general comment about, you know, lack of infrastructure. The nitty-gritty will come when the, you know, as I said before, the preferred options comes along. And we can pinpoint and say, no, you advise against that there because you've got no infrastructure, you've got none of this. All we can do at this point is, I think, to make general points about infrastructure. That's my view. Paul?
CFS 172... And CF, is that an S? 032, or 5033, I'll call it, right? Which is up Paul's Lane. There's high pressure gas main there. There's also a main sewer. And the people that actually put in planning permission before for that parcel of ground, for I think it was about 100, just below the 106 level, they were going to buy up a couple of the houses in one of the roads there, which it comes into to make another access. So what you were saying, David, is if they can buy that up, they could probably get planning on that whole field.
Well, I think if they put their minds to it, they'd get planning anywhere.
Yeah.
Because, you know, even with flooding, they can, you know, one of the requirements to put in adequate attenuation.
Yeah.
And if the developer puts in plans and the planning committee agree it's sufficient, then that's it. But what I'm saying is, I don't think we want to get in bogged into too much detail about infrastructure.
No.
Partly because it highlights the issues and, you know, it gives developers time to think about how they go around things. But I do think that we should make general points about the infrastructure.
Yep.
Big one?
Yep.
I'll just say a couple of quick things before we actually wrap this particular item up. I think we find CFS 006 actually falls within Yorworth rather than Holbridge. So really we need to summarise. Is everybody happy that we highlight those couple of areas where we think there's argument for commercial use?
Yeah.
Do we say anything about sites for school expansion? There seems to be a mixed view on that.
I think that we should stick to more or less the commercial sites because of employment in the village. That's what Angelina mentioned. If they've already trying to identify that at Rochford District Council, then we should sort of push for that, as opposed to more houses
but
in the area.
The other thing that we have to bear in mind is we might want it for commercial, but there's got to be somebody out there who will want to develop it for commercial.
Well, you could have B&Q, couldn't you?
I heard people when they built the flats where the filling station was, saying, well, we could put this here, or we could put that there. But, yeah, the answer was, yeah, you could do, but if if a you know, somebody like Spar or Tesco's were that interested, they would have done it.
I think if you also, if you drive out to places like Hanningfield that way, over that way, you will come across a number of small infrastructure, like small commercial sites, if you go north of the river here, and you will find there's quite a number of like just small commercial areas which are employing, say, people not necessarily living in those smaller hamlets, but people that actually drive into it and they work from those places.
Well, you're always going to have people commuting in.
Yes,
but
that's,
I mean,
that's
but
it.
That
yeah.
would bring money and employment
yeah.
potentially here, and that would be our argument.
Yeah.
So, just to recap, we are going to highlight the sites that we think are commercial use. We are probably going to, in a general sense, comment about, I'll give one a second, the infrastructure issues, potential flooding issues, and other than that, we're not going to want any, ideally any development. Protect our green belt. Ian, you want to say something?
Well, I think we should take the flood risk element out because not on here.
Mm-hmm.
We're making stuff up. It's fairy tales.
Well, I think that map's wrong. So I'll try and find the map I managed to find before when
if
we
you
did
could.
Consider it. And
but if it shows anything like that, then as Ian says, we're not fair.
Yeah, you might as well just don't mention them at all, and as of you can build there if you can get the flooding sorted. We're saying yes, we're rubber stamping things for people, I'm afraid.
Well, we're not in the business of rubber stamping it.
We don't want to.
Yeah.
We just don't want to give people ideas.
Thank you. Right, we need to, because we've got lots to get through this evening, we need to come to a conclusion. So, at the moment, unless people expect David can come up with a map that shows us something different, then we won't comment about the flood risk. So
I'd like to come back to the fact I think 106 is entirely unsuitable for the school site.
I was just going to say, sort of lining up with David, are we saying anything about schools or are we just leaving those out then?
Well, perhaps we would leave it out.
Mm-hmm.
Just refer to the fact that it would require an expansion of the existing school.
Yeah.
Well, massive school investment. Because to build so many classrooms, we are talking in the millions now, aren't we?
Yes.
We're not talking 100,000. That's gone out the window now. It's millions.
Oh, yeah. School expansions were millions of pounds when I was doing them. Okay.
So highlight commercial sites.
Yes. Highlight commercial sites.
Don't specify schools
or flood risk unless, with respect, David produces a map that changes things.
Mm-hmm.
But we would argue also for a green belt. Is everybody in favour of that?
Yep.
Yeah.
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 Thank you. Right. Item 5, finance. Councillors to receive and resolve to agree the payments made in September and note the bank statements, bank reconciliation for September. And agree the clerk has approval to pay any accounts due before the next meeting.
Yep.
Everybody okay?
Yep.
Yeah. 5.2. Councillors to view, discuss and consider the draft budget 2026-27. Councillors to note the 26-27 budget is being reviewed by the Finance Committee with a view to full council ratification in December.
It's still a work in progress at the moment. We'll have a meeting with the Finance Committee, members of the Finance Committee on Monday, and then that will go back to Finance before it comes to full council in December.
Other than that, does anybody have any general questions, anything they're not sure about? Okay, thank you. 5.3, councillors to discuss the recommendation from the Finance Committee that it would be beneficial for the office to open on a Friday morning from April 2026.
When you say open, would that be open to the public?
It would be, yeah.
And for how long? From what time?
The same time as it is on Tuesday through to Thursday, so from 10 till 12. So
what, from 9 o'clock till 3 o'clock?
No, from 10 till 12, and there'd just be a member of staff in from 9 until 12. And then it'd be closed at lunchtime.
Yeah.
Is that something that, you know, like the village shows interest in?
Yeah, or? Absolutely. Okay. We get quite a lot of phone calls on a Friday that go unanswered because there's nobody there. There's no support for the maintenance staff when they're around because they work on a Friday as well. So we do feel there's probably justification for opening on a Friday morning.
Have we? What about additional costing?
That's all budgeted for in this 26-27 budget.
In the draft budget?
It hasn't made much of an impact at all.
Okay.
We're talking about a couple of hours.
For one member of staff?
Yeah. Have we identified that member of staff?
We have, yes.
Yeah. And they're willing to do that?
Yes, yeah, no problem.
And how do we cover when that person is on holiday? Okay, we have that proposal. Are we all in agreement with that?
Yes.
Sorry, did you want something, Jake?
No, sorry.
Okay, everyone in favour?
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Tells us to note updates to staffing arrangements as agreed by the Personnel and Finance Committees. Everybody okay with that?
It's on your personnel minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 5.5, tells us to note that arrangements are underway following the successful funding bid to Rochford District Council for £1,000 to assist with the purchase of a defibrillator and cabinet, which will be installed on the exterior wall of the library. I think, you know, congratulations to Nikki in the office for securing that £1,000. Could you note that, please?
I just want to make the observation that it's quite close to the existing one.
Yeah.
I know it's central to the village, but where the predominant need for a defibrillator might be is amongst the elderly people on the mobile home sites.
Mm. We can certainly have a look into doing a similar thing there for them.
To have something at that end.
Yeah.
But this come from a request originally.
From the library. We've helped
assist them
to put that outside.
I think that our guest got one on their office.
Mm-hmm. We can look into it and double check.
We're in the process of purchasing that, and that should go up within the next month.
How much are they, Nikki?
That was with a cabinet and fitted. They sent an electrician around to fit it to make sure it was accessible and all signed off. That was £1,800, including VAT.
Thank you.
And we'll put in the rest of the money. So we've got £1,000 for Rochford, but we'll provide the rest of the money for that.
Right. Final item on finance. Councillors to receive the quarterly financial report.
Just to say that we are halfway through the year and we're halfway spent on our budget. We're exactly 50%, so all good.
Okay. Thank you. Good. Thank you, Nikki. Item 6 is public participation. Has anybody got anything they want to raise this evening?
The pond, I know I keep going on about it, but there are far too many fish in the pond in Kendall Park and they're dying. We saw a couple, didn't we?
Yeah, saw a couple.
They're gasping for oxygen. People, I think, are putting them in the pond.
It's really hard to manage.
I know, but I mean, it looks lovely, don't get me wrong, but you look and there's just so many, too many for the pond.
Okay.
It's not a wildlife pond.
No. No, we appreciate that, but it seems every time we remove some, somebody else puts them back. Councillor Flack.
Yeah, just to make the point, it's actually illegal to move fish into a pond like that.
I think people are doing that.
Without the permission of the water board or what it is, whatever it's called now. But I'm not so sure they're actually gasping for air. There are a lot of fish there, but there's a large amount of Canadian pondweed, Lodia, which is very good at oxygenating the water. But we do need to keep an eye on that, so I was going to suggest as a later item, we actually refer to the committee to look at getting an oxygen meter, so we can actually resolve this and find out if that is the case or not.
Obviously it's on the next environment meeting, so we can discuss it as a committee.
It costs about £200 for an
Okay, well certainly that's a good suggestion. Any other comments? No? Okay. Next item is district and county council reports. Once again,
Chairman, I'm prepared to answer any questions. A lot of the items are things that are ongoing anyway, but if there's anything people... we've had the new bins, so any feedback on those would be welcome. And also, as I said, if you want to ask me any questions and general questions, I can help with that.
Yeah, nice colours, aren't they?
I see tomorrow.
Yellow, bumblebee, isn't it? Yes.
Right, does anybody have any questions? Okay.
Yeah.
Right, moving on. Chairman and clerk's report. First of all, I'd just like to say thank you to Ian for stepping in last time whilst we were on our holiday, which is quite memorable for the wrong reasons. Other than that, we've got a few things coming up, but nothing I don't think that's going to be covered elsewhere. Can't think of anything off the top of my head. So, Nikki, is there?
No, I don't have a report.
Okay.
Well, nothing's got to be covered later on the agenda,
right? Item 9, village security and security patrol. Council to discuss and monthly reports from last time. Any comments on those? No? Okay, moving on. Item 10, open spaces. Councillors to discuss and agree the recommendation from the Environment and Personnel Committees regarding the approach from Riffle College for a student to undertake a work experience placement with the Parish Council's Open Spaces team. The student is studying a course focused on biodiversity and environmental protection and will gain practical experience supporting relevant projects and initiatives within the parish. Personally, I think this is a good idea.
Good idea. Mm.
So do I. Yeah. And it just occurred to me from what I said before about measuring the dissolved oxygen content in the pond.
Yeah.
Mm. We can perhaps engage that student in doing that and perhaps borrowing the equipment from Riffle College.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Fair point. But no, I think this is good. Where we could, I think, you know, if we could encourage something to Riffle College, I think that would be a good move all round.
If everybody's happy, then I will make the necessary
arrangements.
Yes.
Everybody happy?
Yep.
Yes.
Good. 10.2. Councillors in the Rochford District Council are currently arranging to carry out revetments to the seawall in Kendall Park. The clerk is liaising with assets at RDC and will keep council updated as the project progresses.
So this is hopefully going to be happening towards the end of this year. There is a portion of the seawall that wasn't shored up back in the 90s. There's a small area of it to the esplanade end of Kendall Park, and there is significant slippage there. Trees are now falling in, and it's affecting a resident's plot, foreshore plot there. So Rochford have agreed to fund the project, which is a relief because it's probably outside of our scope.
Finish and keep playing, and then
we've met with the assets team. They've come down. They've engaged a contractor to carry out the works. we will have to clear a small part of the area, so they've got access with a rather large crane to get down there and carry out the works. We're hoping it'll be done towards the end of this year, but I'll keep everybody updated as this goes through. But yeah, we'll be working closely with them.
Councillor White.
Who are the contractors that are going to be working there?
I don't have the details with me, but they've been employed by Rochford District Council.
Surely, you know, they need to send you the details.
They will do. They're liaising with Rochford. Rochford, this is Rochford's project. They're paying for it. They're liaising with Rochford. I've met with them, with the contractors. I just can't recall the name off the top of my head, but we've got all their information. So
the actual contractors should be notified.
All the notifications is all going to be put up around there, so forth. Who they are, and obviously their liability and everything else is going to be done.
Yeah.
Not like last time with Jackson's, who we had before.
Well, Rochford will make sure that they've got everything up that needs to be there, and everyone's notified. And we're going to work with Rochford to make sure residents are notified, because obviously that's going to affect that park, Kendall Park, and we will make sure that's fenced off and safe.
We will keep on top of it.
Yeah,
will we get their mission statements and all the other bits and pieces that go with the accordingly with the safety and so forth? Okay.
It's all been requested and we will go through it. Okay, moving on. Item 11, the remembrance service.
No, 10.3.
Oh, big problem. 10.3, councillors to discuss and agree the recommendation from Finance Committee to close recreation ground toilets from the 1st of October to align with the maintenance staff winter hours.
This is just because the maintenance staff finish at 3 from the 1st of October, and they close the toilets at 3 anyway, well, probably about 2:30 by the time they close and then get back to the office. So there doesn't seem much point in us paying for cleaning of a weekend when they're closed most of the time anyway at that time of year, and they're not heavily used then.
Agree. Now we come on to remembrance service. Councillors to agree who will be attending and laying the wreaths at the Rayleigh, Hockley and Holbridge services.
I'd like to go to the Holbridge one because, you know, along with the Windermere ladies, a couple of them want to go down.
That'd be nice to have a lady lay the wreath this time.
Well, I
was. As Angelina used to do.
I was hoping to do it myself.
No, you lay the wreath, but I'll come with. Meet you down.
Anyone can come along.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'd like to come down.
Yeah. I felt as chair of Holbridge.
It is open, so it is open to everyone.
Oh, is it? I bought some shots.
Yes.
So. We also send representatives to Rayleigh and Hockley.
The Rayleigh one, they go to the War Memorial there and they call your name and you lay a wreath. So I'll need to give the name of whichever councillor will be carrying that out on behalf of the parish council.
I'll go to one of them. I'll go to Hockley.
Would I go to Hockley?
Okay. What about Rayleigh? Anyone? Here? No? Is it possible to get from one to the other?
Let me find out the tilings of the Rainy one and then maybe.
If necessary,
I think Hockley tends to be after.
Hockley's a later one.
Yeah, Hockley's the easy one because it's. Hockley is the easy one because it's normally, I think, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. So it means that if somebody's attending another service, you can normally get to the Hockley one. The other ones, it's a little bit more complicated because they all go along roughly the same sort of time.
Yeah.
If you need somebody, I'll do it.
Okay.
Okay.
I'll find out the timings and I'll get back to you.
If it's possible to get from Holbridge to Rayleigh in time, I'll do it or will do it.
Okay. I have the wreaths in the office for those councillors that will be laying the wreaths. Come collect them from the office and then you can fill in the card and have them put up.
Right, okay, thank you for that. Item 12, policies and procedure / leases. Councillors to review and agree the following. I trust everybody's had a look at these. Mm-hmm. Cancelling a scheduled meeting.
This hasn't changed from last time.
Public participation at meetings.
Not changed.
Has any of these changed?
The two that have changed are the CCTV, which I amended following a comment at the last full council to make sure that CCTV wasn't used to monitor staff in any disadvantageous way. So that's been amended, and the data protection policy was also asked to be amended, which I've done.
Okay, and I see you've got the volunteer
and a new volunteer risk assessment for our new volunteer.
So can we take as a block all those that haven't changed? We can agree those.
Yeah.
Okay. And the two amended ones, has anybody got any comments on those?
I've got a comment on another amended one, Councillor Surgeries. We used to have a joint one with the police. What is the current status of that? Because we don't have Councillor Surgeries at the moment.
No, we don't. We do need to get that back on the table. I think the policy should stay the same, but I think we actually need to...
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Right, so can we take it... Has anybody got any other comments about any of those?
When Nicola just said that, the volunteer, who's the volunteer? Because it wouldn't be the apprentice, would it?
It is the apprentice.
They wouldn't be classed as a volunteer, I would have thought. They would
Ritzel College asked
as an employee.
Well, Ritzel College said that I'd need a volunteer risk assessment policy, which is what I've created. But I can change it to be slash volunteer.
I'm happy to discuss afterwards, but I would have understood an apprentice to be an employee rather than a volunteer.
Well, we won't employ them, we won't be paying them.
But while they're in your service,
you've got to get
insurance for them.
So that's not an apprenticeship, that's just a volunteer.
It's a volunteer.
That's why then.
I've misunderstood
the...
Everybody clear?
Fine,
yeah.
I'm happy.
Okay. So we're all okay with those. 12.1, no one's got any other comments. Right, okay, thank you, Nikki. 12.2, Council to review and agree the following policy procedures reviewed by the relevant committees.
None of these have changed at all, and they're reviewed by finance.
Mm-hmm. Right, so they've all been reviewed, no changes, all okay?
Yeah.
Right, okay. 12.3, Council to consider the men's shed group request to place containers at the Holbridge Community Centre. And to note, the Finance Committee has reviewed the lease and confirms that authority for granting consent
lies with
the HCA.
Yes, we're just a custodian trustee, so we just hold the title deed. Any works, anything that happens down there is under their remit.
Mm.
So if they're happy for the containers to be there, then an agreement needs to be drawn up between themselves and the men's sheds group that we can maybe oversee, but the permissions wouldn't be ours to give.
No. Everybody's clear about that. I mean, it should be clear from the copy of the lease. Written. Okay, fine, thank you. 12.4, councillors agree to allow the Holbridge Men's Shed Group to use 98 Ferry Road as a postal address solely for the purposes of facilitating the opening and operation of a bank account. The membership group will remain an entirely separate and independent entity. There will be no liabilities, financial responsibilities or obligations that shall be created for the parish council as a result of this arrangement. The use of the council's address will be for correspondence only and does not imply endorsement or partnership.
I can see no problem with that.
I don't have any problem with it. I would just like to ask, out of curiosity, why is it not the HCA?
Because there are data protection issues with the way their post is received. They're a charity, we're a statutory body. It's safer for the men's sheds to have their bank account at our address than a charity's address.
All right, thank you.
Is everybody happy with that?
Yeah.
Yep. Right, item 13, devolution, local government reforms. 13.1, councillors to note representatives from the local government steering committee will attend the RDC devolution and LGR meeting with parish and town councillors on the 29th of November.
It's not the 29th of November because that's our Christmas fair. I'm really sorry, it's the 20th of November.
Okay, either way, we'll be going along.
We'll attend.
So, what time is it then?
I think it's about 7 p.m. It's at the Rayleigh Civic Suite, but we'll have three members of the parish council going.
We are limited to the number who could go, so at the moment it's myself, Council Aegis and Nikki.
But we will obviously feed back then to full council.
But local government councils so we're limited to the number of people that can go there?
Yes, absolutely. There are only a few members invited from each, because it's each parish in the area.
So what about other people from outside bodies, like considered stakeholders?
This is just
they will be able to attend as well?
No, it's just for town and parish council.
So how many are we going to send along?
We're limited to three.
There's 14 parish councils, so you're still going to have over 40 people in the meeting. If you get any more than that, then it makes it rather difficult to have much of a discussion, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. 13.2 councillors are asked to note that Berkshire District Council will be undertaking a community governance review. Parish councils will be consulted as part of this process. The Local Government Reorganisation Steering Committee will oversee any information received and provide recommendations to full council as appropriate. Have you all had a chance to look at the document?
I thought there was a document that was sent. We haven't got anything from RDC yet. Oh, yes, I have.
Yep. That came out as part of the
it did.
So has anybody read it?
Yeah, I've gone through it. And we're just going to be lumped in with the likes of Thurrock, I reckon.
No, that's a completely separate thing.
Chairman,
may I? There hasn't been anything of this kind of thing for about 15 years or so. It's good practice to do them every so often. And because we've got the LGR thing looming, RDC considered it prudent to have it done sooner rather than later, because it's better to have it done at the RDC that are familiar with the parishes within it than to have it done once. And let's face it, once you have a unitary, there's going to be all sorts of other stuff and it will get shoved. So there'll be things like, for example, where we've got the new development, should the new development, where you've got this at the moment, the boundary line, which a little bit of it comes in under Roarth, should that be changed so that's entirely in Holbridge, and questions like that. And also that at the moment we've got, for the intents of the parishes, we've got two wards, we've got Holbridge South and Riverside, and you know, they'll look at that to see whether they're going to keep that, or they may even change the boundaries of that now that we've got the new estate, and bits and pieces like that. So it's really to do with the parish. It's something completely separate of the LGR.
Yeah, please don't confuse the two.
I know with a lot going on, it can get a little bit.
It's just.
But what you mentioned, when we become a unitary, you know, that was there, what you just said. And if we can't agree on the boundaries beforehand, then basically, once it's a unitary, they'll sort it out after that.
That's what this is for, I think.
Parishes will be parishes. Parishes are separate. From the govern the u what the unitary and everything would be, but the parishes are still going to be looked at the moment, but it won't come on it, because as I say, the people that are affected mainly by the unitary thing is the district and county, because they're going to if it goes ahead will be dissolved and replaced by unitaries, but parishes will still exist. And maybe, and we don't really know as yet, the roles may change slightly or not, because they're now talking about these area committees. But parishes are something that was set down in the late 1800s, because Hockley Parish has existed since something like 1895, and that's when they come into being, and that is still all part of that legislation. They can't just abolish parishes. Maybe there's people that would like to, but we're here, and we will continue to be here.
Well, let's hope.
So to ask through the chair, it's because that's clarified it. I think for me, this was just seemed as a prudent and expedient thing to do in advance, because it puts all our ducks in a row. Mm. It's not necessarily in response to.
Yeah, you know, Jim.
Good. I'm very happy and thank you for the update and clarity.
I mean, all we have at the moment is the basic information that's in that document. So.
I'm most happy, and that was very well explained, so thank you.
It is a process that's going to take about a year.
And there's a timeline. Yeah. It starts in November with an end date of 2027.
Yeah, that's when the final recommendation will be October, a year from now.
We will keep, obviously, bringing this to the council.
Thank you. Okay, moving on. Representatives on outside bodies. Councillors receive any reports from the following to whom the parish council has made representation. Councillors to note a maximum of 2 minutes is allowed for each external body. Right, Harbridge Community Association.
Yes, I'm still enjoying sticking and gluing, it's wonderful. We're working on Christmas cards actually. I believe the chair is going to ask for Christmas card entries again this year.
I would presume so.
Thank you very much. I attended the autumn fair, which when I was there was quite well attended, but apparently later on in the afternoon it wasn't quite as good, but Nicola did a good job actually. Mm. She organised it really well. The quiz night is going ahead in November. There's a children's Halloween party going on during the half-term holidays, and the preschool, this is unofficial, because the documentation hasn't been circulated yet, but the preschool got good in their Ofsted.
Oh,
so
right.
I think that's really good. We can congratulate them.
Yes, indeed.
We'll be meeting with the HCA on Wednesday as
yes.
well to discuss Christmas.
Okay. Right. Next is the Windermere Centre.
Well, behind you is the display, and I'm really proud of the ladies. I think they've been working really hard. That's part of it. They've been meeting every Tuesday and Thursday night here to sew the poppies on, and they've done a fantastic job. They really have. Mm. The last session is tomorrow night, just to tie up the ends. They're going to put some white poppies on as well. But yeah, everything is on schedule, and I believe they've met with Brett and Jake as well about putting it up outside the library. They've got their Christmas dinner for the elderly on the 3rd of December as well. So, yeah, everything's good with the Windermere Centre.
Excellent. Right, Rochford 100.
The meeting is on Thursday, and there will be discussion around neighbourhood plans, because there's a elsewhere in the district where people pushing for them, and What we're planning to do is to see if we can get some experts, independent experts, in, hold a public meeting, and then parishes and any interested members of the public can come along, because how can I put this? There's residents that have become very enthusiastic about these, and it's trying to explain that yes, there's benefits, but also there's to try and get a balanced view on them, because people are, and I believe it's come from one of the, I think it's come from Councillor Newport, has got an enthusiasm for the parish is getting involved in doing these, and then he's got other people that he's managed to persuade that these things are the best thing since sliced bread. And what we're trying to do is to make sure that parishes and the public that are supporting this and considering getting involved in assisting the parishes in doing these have got all the information that they need, and that you get balanced information on it so that people can make an informed decision. As so if you're a parish, whether you want to sort of set the ball rolling, and if you're a member of the public, if you want to support it or more still get involved, because somebody pushing it and saying it's the best thing since sliced bread isn't giving everybody the information that they need. And that, to ensure that people don't think that it's a tool to stop development, because it really isn't. All it is that it will, like you looking at this map here, for example, it gives you a little bit more power to say where you want the development to go. And also, the clerk at Hockley explained that you can have an input in design as well. So there's some benefits to it. But, and there's a big but, it's the time and the cost and things like that. So so that's what we're doing, is we're trying to make sure that people can come to an informed decision. And Rochford District Council have said that they will assist anybody who does decide to go ahead with it. So that's where we are with it. And it's just to make sure that, because things get put out on social media, as you know, and what people read on social media isn't always completely factual.
Mm. And someone who's actually been through the process of doing a neighbourhood plan already, I know exactly what it demands. Councillor O'Brien, you wanted to say something?
I was just going to say, to back that up, I have a friend, I wouldn't like to say where they are, they're in Essex, they have a neighbourhood plan in their area, and the development they've all been dreading is going through the process of, you know, the various meetings, and it looks like it's going ahead despite them having the neighbourhood plan. It's carried no weight whatsoever.
No, you only have to produce a developer only has to produce a case that can stand to the planning inspector. And they can override your neighbourhood plan. They can override the local plan. Councillor White, and then I need to move on.
One other thing that Angela just mentioned there, that the Hockley clerk actually said you can have some input to the development, right? Yes, you may at the beginning have some input. However, the developers control the development, and if at certain stages they need to change things, we'll say from houses to flats, for reasons being the flats will sell faster because of money flowing into the development to keep it going. That's what people don't understand. The development could change at any stage of the time.
When they talk about design, it's on peripheral things. The type of brickwork, things like that.
I'll give you an example where they changed it. Hall Road, they changed it. They changed it on a number of occasions because people didn't want to live near where the toy factory was actually where the toy factory was actually first built many years ago. And they changed it to flats.
I think
and
we're off the subject here.
Yeah. So
there are lots.
It's
of
not exactly what Angela should have told.
There are a few advantages, but they're minimal. But anyway, what Councillor Marriott is saying is that Rochford 100 are looking to get people in who can give a balanced view on the pros and cons. But I have been through one, so I know what a lot of these pitfalls are. Okay, moving on. Sorry, I had to cut you short. Holbridge Library.
Our proposed meeting was postponed due to different reasons. So we are going to meet with the managers of the library regarding the resurrection of the Friends of Holbridge Library. Also, I heard that there will be no changes whatsoever about the opening hours of the library, because obviously they are going through the devolution and their bits. So we can keep going, but there is nothing that will be done in the next 3 or so years.
That's what we understand. Okay, thank you for that. Crouch Valley Coastal Community, David.
Hasn't been a meeting. I think there's one in November. Not quite sure when, because they keep sending out emails without actually saying when.
Right, okay.
Okay, the next one is Riverside Primary School. Just to say that I'm still trying to get a meeting with the head teacher there. I'll probably go down and see if I can get an appointment on Thursday if I can.
Oh, I don't know whether this is relevant, Chair. Sorry to interrupt you. I spoke to the lollipop lady today and she's retiring at Christmas.
Oh, no.
Sorry.
She's got her award and off she goes.
Yeah.
Well, it's around for 40 years.
Right, okay. Police, security, neighbourhood watch.
Right, several things here. I've had liaise, and this is, although it's not a police matter as such, because the Police Fire and Crime Commissioner looks after both parties, I've been liaising with Essex Fire and Essex Water regarding an exercise they propose to do for on the tunnel that goes under from the Rose Garden to Woodham. Mm-hmm. And that's making headway. Now they've refurbished it and it pumped out. They're in the position to do an exercise there. Police meetings, I raised this earlier, we haven't had any, although they've appeared outside the library from time to time without telling anybody apart from on their own website. The other thing is S-type security. Now we've got the new contract with them, are we going to have a meeting to sort of...
It's on the general purpose committee. For
thank you. The other thing was to make people aware, although it's, again, as I say, it's not the police, it's a fire thing, but it comes under the same director. Last weekend, of the 100-odd fire plants in Essex, only 13% were available. So make sure you've got smoke alarms for it.
Yeah, thankfully we have, yeah. Okay, thank you for that, David. Right, Riverside Medical Centre.
I was on holiday, but Councillor Hampstead went in my stead.
Yes, I did. Martin seemed to be very pleased with how many people were there, 17, I counted. And he answered very many questions, the sort of questions that you would expect. He also told us that the website is now up and running, but it seems that there are still lots of people who prefer to go into the surgery or phone rather than use the website. But that's just the way things are, isn't it? He also gave us an update about the site office, which the proposal is still likely to go ahead, but there's some issues regarding flooding and drainage. And they're investigating when that can go forward before they actually commit the surgery, commit to pay the money, basically.
Mm. Okay.
But he was still very positive about it.
Good. Thank you for that. Transport?
There haven't been any more meetings. I mean, I was very disappointed to miss Wyvern, but I gather they were very well received and informative. When I went to the meeting initially, it was around looking at further transport, regular transport, and they were saying the obvious way to, you know, we were talking about it, the obvious way to do it is to assess need, assess demand for it, because places like the Dome, if we then push to get a bus and it doesn't get used, which is what happened before, we need to work that out. I suppose my question now is whether Wyvern is sufficient to meet the needs of those developments, or whether we do still need to consider whether more formalised public transport, which could be arranged through an organisation like Wyvern, I believe, they could arrange to do a weekly visit, you know, whatever. I don't know what the interest at the meeting about that was, though. Do you think that was picked up?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I'll speak to them if we think it's necessary, but if not, we'll just leave it for now and see if Wyvern is sufficient. Did you have many people come to the meeting, residents?
No, I think about four.
Right.
Not very many. We did try to advertise it as much as we could.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Did anyone else attend anything which is of pertinence? No? Okay. Right. So we come to the end, item 15. Councillors to forward any items to the next agenda at least 10 working days before the next full council, which will be on the 10th of November here at 7:30. And on that point, I close the meeting. Thank you very much.
Thank you.